minha bicha, o loiteba, que te vende sempre pra calar da manevene. Se te vi que a banda se é pra calar, fique-me.
Hi there, this is Gerald Celente, and it's Trends This Week. Trends This Week, Trends This Week. Yep. And always great being here. You know, Gary was saying in that promo, or talking about what's coming up, you know, these wildfires in California. You know, when you look at the news media, you know, they're really not giving it that much coverage compared to more important things like a Stormy Daniels. I mean, that was really important stuff. And we heard about that storm, but not a wildfire. And how about those Kavanaugh, you know, hearings, huh? Ladies and gentlemen and children of all ages. Boy, we heard about that stuff nonstop. But here you have people's lives destroyed or killed, obviously, those two. And they rest in peace. But I mean, can you imagine everything you own and worked for and loved and lived destroyed? As Gary was saying about also the terrible hurricane that down in Florida. And it's just, my God, you know, it's where's this country? You know, where are the troops? How come they're not massing the troops out? They bring them down the border, down Mexico way. But boy, oh boy, don't bring them out to California, eh? And look at it, and I've been, you know, there's hardly any coverage anymore in the news media, by the way, because of the destruction of the newspapers. They're bought up by all these private equity groups, and there's no feet on the beat anymore. You know, just a bunch of losers. You know, it's the same content that they just put in one newspaper after another. They have one or two reporters. They used to have bureaus at state houses. They don't even have up in here in Albany. They don't. Albany, what a joke that is, Albany. You see this disgusting deal your new Governor Cuomo just pushed through? With a bunch of other sellout politicians, giving the richest man in the world, Jeff Bezos, a sweetheart deal out of your money. It's our money. These are not tax breaks. They steal our money to give it to them. Hey, I wonder how much money maybe Amazon cats gave the... all of these politicians that voted to give them $5 billion. They're giving them more money between New York and Virginia than they're investing. Who made up this crap? This is not capitalism. It's fascism. The merger of state and corporate powers, as Mussolini said. Can you imagine this disgusting clown of a governor clown, one clown after another? That's why Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus went out of business. The greatest show on earth. Yeah, you see the greatest show on earth, just turn on the television. As I said, you want to see the tattooed lady? Go down the street. You want to see the fat man? They're everywhere. What a disgusting spectacle this is. Taking our money and giving it to the richest man in the world. He's going to create jobs. Yeah, why doesn't he open up another one of his, slave factories over there? The Amazon plantation where you could become a worker. Yeah, but you make $15 an hour. New York taxpayers, it's going to cost us to pay $48,000 per Amazon headquarter job. Yep. The Seattle-based company said Long Island City and Alexandria, Virginia will each get 25,000 jobs. New York State's incentives are nearly triple those of Virginia's. According to Amazon, the cost per job for New York's taxpayers is $48,000. Get to work, make sure you do your job, and don't do anything wrong, and make sure you pay every penny of taxes, because we Slimer lowlives will send the cops to beat the crap out of you and take everything that you got to make sure we get what we want so we can give it to Bezos and all our other slimy SOBs that fund our campaign so we could keep controlling your life. A democracy. What a joke. What a sick, stupid joke. Look at these elections we just had. What changes do you have? Oh, hope and change, you could believe it. Yeah, not small change, man. $5.2 billion to run a Democratic and Republican elections to bring in a bunch of jerks. You think anything is going to change, folks? Hope and change you can believe in. In a statement released by Amazon, Cuomo called the agreement one of the largest, most competitive economic development investments in U.S. history. What a bunch of crap. What a moronic, ignorant statement. Oh, hey, but it's Cuomo. Let's rename the Tappan Zee Bridge after Daddy. Oh, yeah, my brother Chris, he's on CNN. You get it, everybody? Like George Carlin said, it's one big club and you're not in it. What a disgrace. We all work like crazy to keep going. And I don't get any tax breaks. Matter of fact, I got a slimy little jerk mayor over here that cut down 100-year-old trees on the most historic corner in America, and this clown calls himself an environmentalist. Oh, and then they fined me. They sent me a violation notice for having some weeds and chipped gutters on my downspouts in front of the 1763 Dr. Jensen house. And anybody that's come up here knows how immaculate I keep everything, because I call the little clown boy out and they put it in the newspapers how he destroyed the most historic four corners in America. A little boy of nothing. He was a zookeeper, a children's zookeeper. They got like 10 animals over here. And now they got this little clown as the mayor of Kingston. $1,000 a day fine and a year in jail. I'm not making this up. If I didn't, by the way, the weeds were cleaned up by the time they gave me this violation. You walk around this city, it's pig city when you go to other areas around here. Weeds and junk all over the place. And this guy gives me a violation. Yep. Yep. Oh, it's a riot. It's a riot. Not funny at all, actually, because it shows you what a bunch of slime balls Democrats and Republicans are. It's one stinking club. They keep waging wars, killing millions of people, stealing trillions of our dollars to do it, and no pushback. Notice, full compliance with this order to remedies required within 30 days after the date of this order. If the person or entity served with this order to remedy fails to comply in full with this order to remedy within 30-day period, the person or entity will be subject to a fine of not more than $1,000 per day of violation. You ready? Or imprisonment not exceeding 1 year or both.
That's the way they treat we, the little people. Why, you got guys giving the richest man in the world, a guy worth well over $100 billion, $5 billion of our money. So you could work longer and harder to keep the charade going. And what a charade it is. Name the city, name the state. You got one near you. My response to this little nothing of a clown boy mayor I'll read it to you. I gotta find it here. Where is it? Ah, Steve, I found your response to Alderman Doug Koop's email, who contacted you regarding my complaint, insulting, non-factual, and arrogant. And you left out two words, public servant. First, you lacked the professional courtesy to respond directly to me after I contacted your office. This is regarding the violation they sent me. Secondly, you ignored the substance of my concerns, which I detailed in your correspondence with Lindsay, that's his assistant, who assured me that it would be passed on to you. I should have been more aware of your obvious antagonism toward me after you oversaw the destruction of the trees in front of my historic buildings on the most historic four corners in the United States, and to date still have refused to rectify the matter. Clearly, I am being singled out by your administration and will not tolerate being treated unfairly while you choose to enrich those you favor. And while I was in violation of nothing, you permit others throughout the city to egregiously violate that section of the law which your administration falsely accused me of violating. Should this mistreatment continue, I will exercise all legal and public options available to assure I am treated fairly. Clown boy mayor of nothing. Like, you got your de Blasio, you got one everywhere around the country. Maybe one or two or three aren't so bad. Hey, how about that election they just had for the governor of Illinois? Yeah, $300 million spent. $300 million spent. They elected that Pritzker guy. Oh, yeah, from that family that owns the Hyatt Hotels. Oh, yeah, it's democracy, I tells you. Anybody can run as long as you're in the in crowd and you got the dough to do it. Democracy, what a joke. What a sick joke. It's fascism, the merger of state and corporate powers. You got the money, you got the power, or else you're a nobody. Proved by Cuomo giving Jeff Bezos $5 billion and the other clown from Alexandria, Virginia, to open up a headquarters at Amazon. Isn't Amazon great, huh? Oh, wow. Yeah, give them money, man. Put those retailers out of business. No mom and pops, isn't hers, or them and theirs. Shops allowed anymore. We got to give it all to Amazon so they can steal more and do more with their money. And this guy gives nothing. Nothing to charities when you add up what he has and what he gives. He gives pennies. It's like me going out and leaving a big tip at a restaurant. That's what his charities add up to. Oh, by the way, the guy also owns the Washington Post. Yeah, post the crap. Another propaganda piece of junk journalism. It's a freak show. Who's your favorite freak?
I'm a Republican. Oh, I'm a Democrat.
You like them wars, huh? Yeah, I talked about it last week. Now, a peep about peace, not a word about war. Nope. Throughout the whole midterm elections, nothing. Zilch.
Nada. We just sent out a trend alert to our subscribers, trendsjournal.com, trendsjournal.com, if you want to read history before it happens. And as you well know, I'm talking about history before it happening. I was on, I believe, my first time back after taking a little break from Progressive Radio Network and then coming back. It was in about a month ago, or 2 months ago, I should say. September 19th was my first time back. On that day, we issued a trend alert, warning of an economic 9/11 that would hit the equity markets and economies. And the first shots had been fired. The very next day, Thursday, September 20th, the equity markets hit an all-time high in the USSA. Yeah. Yeah, I guess we were wrong, huh? Well, not really, because as you well know, the games changed very quickly. Yep. In the U.S., the NASDAQ slumped 9% in October, its biggest drop since the panic of 08. And the S&P lost 7%, its worst month since September 2011. And things weren't very good back then. And despite all that optimism following the midterm elections, on Monday, what did the Dow do? Boop, bam, bop, down some 600 points. Yesterday, lost another 100 points. Ah, but today, it was a different day. The Dow was up 200 points today. Oop. But that was earlier. Now, the Dow's down, as we're speaking, 45 points. That's why people subscribe to the Trends Journal. History before it happens. And again, before I get to the trend alert that we just sent out, in talking about the midterm elections and the war that nobody talks about, or I should say wars to be more proper, and not a peep about peace. This is the stupidity of the mainstream media, whether it's in business, politics, social issues, etc. Because after all, the people that work for a Washington Post and a New York Times and a CNN and an MSNBC and an NBC, ABC, CBS, blah, 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 are nothing more than prostitutes. Or to be more proper, prostitutes. They get paid to put out by their corporate johns and Washington whoremasters. End of story. So here's the headline this week in CNBC. Business news, right? Quote, "There's something behind this market sell-off that no one is talking about. The strong dollar." No one's talking about it, huh? Nope. We've only been talking about it since February. We've been sending out trend alerts. We do trends in the news broadcast, the monthly trends journal, warning that higher U.S. interest rates are driving up the dollar, and as the dollar gets stronger, currencies around the world get weaker, and their economies are declining, and their equity markets are in bear territory, in emerging markets, Asian markets, and other markets. Only since February have we been talking about it, and CNBC just woke up to it this week. This is the stupidity and arrogance of what's going on in this country and the country near you. I forgot they got that other guy over there in France, that Macron, the Cazzon, and one after another. Maybe you like May. Merkel, good for you? No, no, no. Who do we got? A new guy down in Brazil. Yep. Hey, one after another. Don't forget Macri in Argentina and how the media loved him and all the prostitutes pumped them up. Oh, we got a businessman in there, and he's going to bring in with him fine economists. Yeah. And what do they have? An interest rate about 65%. Pesos lost about 50% against the dollar. Riots in the streets, but hey, let's not report them in the United States, just like we don't report what's going on in Yemen with the slaughter by the USSA and its allies, like those lovely Saudis, those Wahhabis. Don't you want to be one of them? How many people did you behead this week? Yep. Doesn't make the news at all. Not at all. And by the way, didn't make the news this week either about America's lovely slaughter of only some, what was it? Let's see. 31 Eastern people living in Eastern Syria. U.S. airstrikes. But we won't talk about that. But I'll tell you that Stormy Daniels hasn't been in the news. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. U.S. airstrike kills at least 41 civilians in Eastern Syria. And that's according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which is like a one-man show, and he's basically anti-Assad, and even he's reporting that. This cat's out of the UK, but they have people on the ground over there. So even in he's against the Assad government and of Syria, and they're still reporting this massacre going on that gets no coverage at all. Nothing. Nada. Because that's what's going on. It's stupidity by the day, by the minute, by the hour. Yep. So going back to our trend alert that I was mentioning about the elections. Yes, the elections. Not a word about war, not a peep about peace. Nothing. So here's what we said. Well, first, before I tell you what we said, I really want you to look at what's going on in the world and how none of the news is being reported. Like I said, you don't hear anything about what's going on in Yemen. Nothing. Special trend alert. U.S. elections, not a word about wars, not a peep about peace. Beware. Counting up the votes in the midterm election turnout that hit a 50-year high in the United States, all major party candidates running for the House and Senate championed America's military, industrial, intelligence, defense complex, and its ballooning budget. Throughout the election cycle, not one Republican or Democrat candidate presented a campaign platform to end America's longest losing Afghan war, nor to end its other illegal and unconstitutional foreign entanglements in the Middle East and Africa that's killing people, destroying nations, and intensifying the hatred against we the people.
Indeed, not only was peace a dirty word in the 2018 campaign trail, 8 House seats that went to Democratic candidates were won by former members of the military national security complex, veterans, Central Intelligence Agency, and State Department officials. And even the gubernatorial race in solidly Republican Kansas was won by a Democrat who touted her family's strong military credentials. Imagine trillions spent and millions killed in illegal, immoral wars with no end in sight, launched on platforms based on lies from Washington and promoted by the media, and it was never a campaign issue in the 2018 midterm elections. And now, with a new lineup of pro-war politicians in office, Americans can expect an even more aggressive foreign policy agenda against China, Russia, Syria, Iran, and other nations under the lies and guise of winning the war on terror, national security, making the world safe for democracy, and regime change in countries whose leaders are cruel to their citizens. In fact, on Wednesday, the day after the midterm elections, when the S&P 500 and Dow notched up their biggest post-midterm elections gains since 1982, CNBC noted, quote, defense stocks are also among the expected winners from a divided Congress, as it is one of the areas Democrats and Trump may find common ground. Democrats agreed to a Defense Department budget increase for fiscal year 2019, end quote. Yes, they did. Some 68% of House Democrats and 85% of Senate Democrats voted for the $716 billion defense budget. Yep. All you Democrats out there, they are as slimy, murderous, stealing criminals as the Republicans. By their deeds, you shall know them. Moving on. Those wonderful defense stock companies that General Dwight D. Eisenhower, 5-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces in World War II, and 2-term president of the United States, warned the American people would take over the nation in his farewell address in 20 January 1961. Quote, until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. We annually spend on military security alone more than the net income of all United States corporations. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development. Yet, we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources, and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influences, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that liberty
and security may prosper together. Yep. And that's what he wrote, but long forgotten. So we're going to take a break now, and when we come back, I'll read you the rest of that trend alert, because the future's in your hands, unless you want to keep it in theirs. We'll be back in a few minutes.
The Progressive Radio Network is now on iTunes. Search for us to listen and download past shows or get them updated automatically. Just type Progressive Radio Network in the search bar and download any show free of charge. Progressive Radio Network, information for the independent mind.
Hi, this is John Lobel. You can hear my show Visionaries at 10 a.m. on Mondays on PRN. And guess what? PRN now has its own app. So you've always been able to listen to our shows by going to your web browser and putting in prn.fm. And then you can listen to the current show that's on air. But you can now download onto your smartphone, Android and iPhone, our PRN browser. Search for it in your app store, and you can listen live to whatever's on at the moment. So download now our PRN.fm app.
Stay tuned to PRN.fm for more empowering ideas from progressive voices. We're moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
The Progressive Radio Network presents the award-winning personal computer show, the original personal computer radio show of all things computing. I'm Hank Key, and my colleague is Joe King. The show can be heard each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time on PRN.fm on the Internet. We cover all things computing, and our viewpoint is always, what's in the best interest of the consumer community?
PRN, Progressive Radio Network.
Sempre baccalare del mano bene. Se ci picchia bande se baccalare picchia me.
Oh mamma, la 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 la.
Oh mamma. Anyway, so here we are speaking about with General Dwight D. Eisenhower, five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, two-term president of the United States. So this is unlike these little boys, like the Bush boy, and the Clinton boy, and the Obama boy, and the Trump boy. We never fought in battle or saw the implications and destruction of war. A man who hated war as the supreme commander of the Allied forces in World War II and saw the destruction. He had the heart and soul to write against it, other than these little clowns that promote it. Oh, I can't only speak about the boys. I forgot about the women. Oh, didn't you love Condoleezza Rice? Maybe Hillary Clinton was your kind of lady. Or Madeleine Albright. Or maybe not all that bright, because that's the one on CBS with Leslie Stahl, 60 Minutes, when she's ambassador to the United States.
And because of Bill Slimy Clinton sanctions and bombing Iraq constantly every time he got caught with his pants down or otherwise in trouble, bombs away over Baghdad, no fly zones, and sanctions that killed over 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of five. And when Leslie Stahl asked Madeline, not all that bright, if it was worth the price, she arrogantly said, yes, it is. And of course, I forgot about Hillary Clinton's statement when told that former head of the richest country in Africa, at the day Muammar Gaddafi of Libya was killed, she straightened up and said, we came, we saw, he died. Don't forget to vote. Don't forget to, can't understand why Clinton lost. It was the Russians, I forgot. It's a freak show. It's a freak show. Anyway, going back to what we wrote in our trend alert, and again, with Eisenhower's famous quote, and he said, "Yeah, only the alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machine of defense with our peaceful methods and goals so that security and liberty may prosper together," end quote. And we go on to write, "Unfortunately, in America today, the vast majority of citizenry are, by their deeds and actions, neither, quote, alert nor, quote, knowledgeable. Beyond the lack of interest regarding America's massive defense budget, when combined with intelligence and homeland security totals nearly $1 trillion and one quarter the entire federal budget, there was no pushback from a brainwashed population whose wages are not even keeping up with inflation and are heavily taxed to keep feeding the military machine. While it is convenient to blame their apathy or hopelessness to address the wars and the war machine in the midterm elections, voters turned out in large numbers to cast their ballots on issues such as healthcare, the economy, immigration, and identity issues. Furthermore, as the polls prove from past to present, the public proudly votes for their favorite murderous Republican and Democratic presidents, senators, congressmen, and congresswomen warmongers and mass murderers on election day. Imagine. What self-respecting human being, what person who claims to be of character and morality and or proudly wears their religion on their sleeve would look up to, bow down to, and follow the orders of a Trump, Obama, Bushes, a Clinton, a McConnell, or a Pelosi who marched their nation off to war? Who? The same mindless and courageous masses who saluted and died for the Woodrow Wilsons, Adolf Hitlers, and Mussolinis of the world, and the legions of other psychopaths who ruled and ruined nations throughout the course of history. The prostitutes. And as for the media, once regarded as the fourth estate for its role in questioning actions taken by the other branches of government, three branches of government, they have denigrated from journalists into prostitutes, media whores who get paid to put out for their corporate johns and Washington whoremasters. Not a peep, challenge, or question came from them during the midterm election cycle to those running for political office about the quantitative and qualitative failures of America's never-ending, costly losing foreign entanglements and their deadly consequences. Obediently, when the political elite give orders to go to war, the media beats their war drums, and the party faithful march to the tune, leaving just a minority compelled to unite, quote, so that security and liberty may prosper together, end quote. Yes, that's all it takes. A minority to change the course of history from never-ending war to a climate of liberty, love, joy, and beauty. Quote, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams. Occupy peace. Beware. The onset of major wars and nuclear wars erupting are real. From the Middle East to the South China Sea, from South America to East Asia, flashpoints of danger are signaling geopolitical unrest. And now, with the Trump administration declaring that Russia and China are, quote, strategic competitors, and that, quote, great power competition is a threat to America's national security, the Trump administration has scrapped the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. And building on Russia's China fear-mongering, France's President Macron wants to create a great European army in order to prepare for war against Russia, China, and even possibly the United States. Stop their mental madness before it's too late. They have more of us than a handful of lunatic leaders. Help set the brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, women, and children. Occupy peace. Inspired by our founding fathers and President Eisenhower, please do your part to support the only peace program with a viable action plan that will ensure protection, peace, and prosperity. The Occupy Peace Action Plan. One, close 800 U.S. military bases in 80 countries. To assure national security, bring home the troops to protect the homeland. Number two, put the troops to work to rebuild America's rotted infrastructure. A Troops Progress Administration program modeled after the Depression-era Works Project Administration. Number three, force Congress to abide by the Constitution and vote to go to any war, which they have not done since World War II. And number four, put referenda on each state ballot so we the people can tell Congress how to vote, since we pay for wars with our money and our lives. Please donate to OccupyPeace.com. Put your money where your mind, heart, and soul are. Your donations are tax deductible. Occupy peace, liberty, love, joy, and beauty. Join the evolution. Pace y amore. Peace and love. That's what we sent out. Not only to our subscribers and ex-subscribers, but to about 16,000 people in the media around the world. You know how many of them got back to us on that story? Could you try none? Put your money where your heart, mind, and soul are. Help Occupy Peace. Gary Null has. He helped kick it off up here in Colonial Kingston on the most historic four corners in America. That's right. Occupy peace. Put your money where your heart is. And that has not happened. We've gotten some donations, but we need a lot more. We want to hold Occupy Peace festivals here in Kingston, across the country and around the world. Music, entertainment, vendors. Feeding the body and enriching the soul. Great speakers. You may know I was a speaker at Ron Paul's Peace and Prosperity Conference in August, in D.C. It's
like people like Ron Paul come up here. We had Cindy Shee and Dr. Robert Thurman. Paul Craig Roberts, Reagan's former assistant treasury secretary, and others. Occupy Peace Festival. Let's have a good time. Enough of this war baloney. Again, they're losers. They haven't won a war since World War II. And the arrogance. Who would hire somebody with no success? Tell me, anybody out there, you got a business? You work with other people? Would you hire losers to work with you? People that have never had a success in their lives? The last one was 73 years ago? 73 years ago, and trillions spent to kill tens of millions since. Disgusting. OccupyPeace.com. And, of course, the Trends Journal, the only place you'll read history before it happens. I mentioned the trend alert that I just read you. Now we just sent out a new one. An economic 9/11, a global market shock, prepare. I just want to read you a couple of headlines, what's going on around the world if you study it. World economic climate deteriorates further, IFO Institute. That's a big German institute. Eurobond yields rise after IMF default, debt default warning of volatility. Global growth is slowing and markets need to pay attention, IMF. Japan's economy contracted in the last quarter. Eurozone economy seen cooling, Wall Street Journal. Looming maturity of Chinese property debt triggers default fears, Financial Times. And to make that clear about China, you know what's going on over there? Property values are going down. So you know what's going on? The people that bought these places at high prices, now the developers are lowering the price. The people are rioting. They're smashing windows of these developers. Why are you selling it for less than what I paid for it? There's a lot of things going on in China. It's not making the news. They're arresting protesters. There are strikes going on continually. That country's in decline. You look at the numbers. The numbers don't lie. The prostitutes do. The politicians do. The numbers don't. You're looking at Chinese car sales. They declined for the fourth straight month. Down 12% from a year earlier. Go around the world. Look at real estate prices. Poof. Going down. Going down. Hey, don't have to go too far either. Just take a look at what's happening in the United States. Yeah, you know. You see those numbers that came out on new mortgage applications? Poop. Down again. Down again. Oh, when we began this show, remember the stock markets were up today 200 points? And when I mentioned it a little later, they were down 43 points. Yeah, but that was then. Now, down 142. And here's the headline in CNBC. Stocks rise as oil rebounds after collapse. How's that for stupidity? I'm not really good at math, but how can stocks rise as oil
rebounds after collapse when the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 144.15 and the NASDAQ is down 48. But these are the same clowns that said about interest rates. Ooh, the dollar. That's right, I forgot. The Asian stocks have lost $5 trillion this year. And no end in sight. It just keeps getting worse. That Shanghai index over there in China, deep in bear territory, down nearly 30%. Yep. So, prepare, prevail, and prosper. Get ready for the times ahead. And that's what we do with the Trends Journal, the only place, money back guaranteed, where you will read history before it happens. Yep. So that's what we have going on. And the other one, you know, we've been talking about gold. I've been talking about that forever and ever. And we say that gold has bottomed about right where it is now at about $1,200 an ounce. And we do not give financial advice. We're trend forecasters. We write a magazine, the Trends Journal, Trends in the News broadcast, Trend Alerts each week, plus, plus, plus. We don't give financial advice. The motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. We give you the information, we give you the facts, we give you the hard data. We don't tell you what to believe or what to believe in. Well, who to believe in? Believe in yourself. Gold still remains to us the ultimate safe haven asset in times of economic and geopolitical instability. Geopolitical instability, when all else fails, they take you to war. You know, we talk about these elections. You know when the biggest turnover of the House went from Democrat to Republican and Congress? 1938. That's right. When FDR, the Democratic president, was in there. Because after a boost back for a couple of years in the Depression, it was going back into a Great Depression, getting worse again. But hey, the people got their mind off it with the beginning of World War II, didn't they? World War II, just a continuation of the, quote, Great War of World War I. Every historian knows it. World War I, totally useless war that set the pace for World War II. And now, when global economies decline, get ready for World War III. Oh, this will be the real war that ends all wars. And these waste of our money, total waste of our money going into the defense budget. But of course, they know that. It's just to enrich their buddies, making these obsolete aircraft carriers that whoop, shoot, bap, flash a light, they're blown to pieces now with the new technology. Drones, and on, one thing after another. Laser sharpness, never dreamt of before. Cyber warfare, biological warfare, new millennium warfare. Wasting our money with all these obsolete planes, F-35. You know what the F stands for? You could add three more letters into it with one ending in a K. Yeah, that's what it's worth. It's a piece of crap. That old planes fly better than that one. They have graveyards of all this junk they never show the American people. Obsolete. But they take your money to do it. And they take your money to do it because, as we saw at the elections, people don't want to occupy peace. But maybe you do. Because that would change the world. OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com. It's the website. And the Trends Journal, history before it happens, because it's happening. Whew! You know, we could talk about the equity markets, but let's bring it at home, man and women. Take a look at real estate. What's going on in California with that real estate long before the fires? Those poor people. But again, it's an overdeveloped place. It wasn't built or created, I should say, to be what it is. It's a mountainous desert. That's why when they were, look at the founding of the country, and how few people lived out there back in the day. It was a reason. So, but even before that, you look at the price declines in Southern California, Northern California, the amount of new homes going on the market. They can't take higher interest rates, and neither can economies around the world. The Bank of Japan has more debt than the entire country for all the garbage they've bought up. And they still have negative interest rates. It's crash time. It's an economic 9/11. The first shots have been fired. Prepare, prevail, and prosper. Get ready for it. Trump's tax cuts are worn off now. Stock buybacks, not going to keep going like they were. That juiced the market. So thank you very much for tuning in. We'll see you again next week. And remember, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men and women. Samuel Adams. Bye-bye. Tell la luna mezza mare, mamma mia, maradare. Figlio mio, putterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Sette d'ogna, biscia, olo, ite va, ite vene, sempre baccalare da va.